Okay. A very good evening on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Southeast Hebrew Congregation in Silver Spring, Maryland. Yuma Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, Yuma 11a, pagination page 21. We're continuing on the topic of mezuzah. And our topic tonight is actually to try to clarify some cases which are absolved of the obligation. So let's start from six lines down in the middle of the line, Taf Reish Tanu Rabbanan, we learnt. Bisha'orecha, in your gates, the obligation, as we say it over in Shema, tells us that you're obligated in mezuzah on your gates. Echad sha'arei batim, whether it's the gate of a house, ve'echad sha'arei chatzeros, or it's the gate of a courtyard, ve'echad sha'arei medinos, or the gate of a country, ve'echad sha'arei ayaros, or the gate of a city. Rashi mentions that there is an Eretz Hagar, which I know some people want to say is hungry, whatever. But he says that there's a place where it's so surrounded by mountains that there's actually a place, a gateway, through which people come in and go out. And it's possible for a country to have a gateway. And it would be obligated in a mezuzah. Yesh ben chobas mitzvah lemakom, and that such a place would have such an obligation of mezuzah, mishum shenemar, as the pasuk says, uchasavtam al mezuzas beisecha uvisharecha, and you should write them on the mezuzas of your house and on your gates. You put up a mezuzah by your gates. Occasionally you walk by someone's property and you notice that he's got a fenced-in yard, and at the doorway to get into his fenced-in yard, they did a fancy archway, perhaps because they wanted the ivy to grow. So he did an archway, very beautiful. If the archway is not just freestanding archway, but it's actually an archway going into a fenced-in area, it could be that it very well needs a mezuzah. And I recall fondly, like in Brooklyn, when you're walking on the sidewalk, literally right next to the person's fence, to his yard, occasionally you walk by and you see there's a mezuzah, chatzeros, by his courtyard. It's fascinating. When we do the visual edition, we'll try to have pictures. Okay, so this is the first halacha. There's such a thing as a mezuzah by the gateway to your country, to your city, to your courtyard. Omale Abaya le Rav Safra, Abaya said to Rav Safra, Hani avule de Mechuza, there were certain archways around the city of Mechuza, which is a Jewish town. My time, alo avdulu rabbanan mezuzah, why didn't they put mezuzahs by all of these archways? Omale, and he answered, Hanu chizuk leikra dekuvi huda avidi. These archways are not archways to enter the city. These archways are support to the kuvi, to whatever building above it. And Rashi explains that these archways are because things are stronger if they're done in the form of an arch. Mm-hmm. You may encounter pictures of some of the old Roman buildings. And apparently they knew how to use this. There's a certain type of arch. If you do it in a certain way, it supports what's above it. And walking through this archway is simply not an entrance way. It's not a gateway to anything. It's a form of architecture. And therefore it's not a gateway. It doesn't require a mezuzah. And that was his answer. It's very, very practical. Sometimes you walk down a hallway in an apartment building particularly, and they have some sort of support. If it's not going from room to room, then it's not a gateway, it's not a mezuzah. doesn't get the mezuzah. Sometimes, though, it really is. It's an archway, and the room gets bigger, smaller. There's a change, in which case it could very well be that it's a mezuzah requirement.
Mm-hmm. Public or private?
I was thinking about a public, but it's owned by somebody. Mm-hmm. It's an apartment building setting owned by a Jew, and it would require a mezuzah. A similar example, I remember there was a Beis Medrash, which in Lakewood, I don't think they use it anymore. It was called Beis Eliyahu, and it was constructed of used trailers. In other words, when the schools were in the middle of expanding, so at one point they needed trailers and they used them, and when they were done with them, because they had the new construction, they donated them to BMG, to the yeshiva. The yeshiva put them side by side, two trailers in length, and then like 10 of them or 20 of them, I don't remember, many. And in order to join them, and at the seams, they did some sort of archway to get the seam covered over with some molding. And whenever we learnt mezuzah in Beis Eliyahu, we looked around and wondered why there are no mezuzahs as you go through the archway from one trailer to the next. And the answer, of course, is there's no mezuzah there because you're not going from room to room. That molding is there simply because they had to seam it up, but not because they were in any way dividing it from one room to the next. Likewise, sometimes you have a question, if a doorway does not have a mashkof, a crossbeam, then there's no requirement for mezuzah. Sometimes the only reason that there's a crossbeam is that because the soffit covering over the ductwork comes over there to a certain extent, and it protrudes a little bit from the ceiling down into the doorway, and it could be possibly conjured up as being a mashkof. But it goes on for a few inches, a few feet. It's not really anything to do with the doorway. It just kind of happens to be there. And someone has to get a good visual and decide whether this is giving you a tzuras ha-pesach, the image of a doorway, or really, like this. It's built for some other purpose, and it happens to be in this location, doesn't necessarily create a doorway. So that's something to be in mind, and that was his response. You're seeing these archways, but they're not doors. They're not gateways into anything. It's a support system, and it's simply part of the architecture. Omale, he told him, okay, so the bottom archways that I noticed, you're telling me don't need mezuzah. V'ikra dekuvi gufa tibay mezuzah. But the building on top should require a mezuzah, da li'islei dira l'shomer beisu asurim, because it has a dwelling place for the guard of the prison. So whatever the configuration there was, but apparently there was a building up there that he wanted to know, why doesn't it get its own mezuzah? Now, notice that he's only concerned with a base dira, a place of dwelling, for the guard of the prison. And this is something we mentioned last night. For the prison itself, that's a whole different discussion, because the people are being held there against their will, and really they're being held there, and they're not really being given necessarily a place to live. It's just that if you're held here for too long, we got to give you some straw for a bed. But it wasn't really a dwelling place. So that's a whole different discussion. But for the guard, it should require a mezuzah. D'atanya, as we learned, Beis HaKnesses sheyesh bo beis dira l'chazan HaKnesses, if a shul has a place to live for one of the workers, chayeves b'mezuzah. It would be obligated in mezuzah. Okay. Elo Amar Abaye. Abaye said, there's a different issue why we don't put mezuzahs on the doorways of the city. Mishum sakono. Because it could bring to danger. The Tanya, as we learned, mezuzas yachin nivdeges pa'mayim b'shavua. A private person's mezuzah should be checked once I'm sorry, twice, pa'amayim twice, b'shavua in every 7-year cycle. Doesn't matter when you start your 7 years, but it should be checked twice in 7 years, and that's our way of saying we don't really care whether you check it this year or next year, but overall it should be checked periodically because mezuzahs are exposed to moisture, and they need attention to make sure that they're not deteriorating. There's an interesting statement from a sefer, Noe Katzon Yosef, who says that among Ashkenazic Jews, there was a custom to check it every time there was a second Adar. There's an Iber Yar. You'll speak to Mr. Sussman, he'll explain it to you. But the cycle of how often an Iber Yar came was such that if you did it every Iber Yar, you would be getting twice in 7 years. Automatically, a drop more often than twice in 7 years. So they had this frequency. They would check it then, and then they would know that they're on track. So in any case, v'shol rabim, but if it's a public one, pa'amayim b'yovel, twice in a yovel, in 50 years. Because we don't want you checking it, we don't want to require that you check it too often, because we know that there's a problem. As the Gemara gives an example, that they sometimes checked and the authorities would get involved, noticing and thinking that we were doing, conjuring up some spirits against them at the doorway to the city, and they didn't like that. The superstitious culture. So Abai is saying that we don't do it by the doorway to the city, Mishum Sakana. Really, it should be required, but we don't do it because of Sakana. It's a whole different reason to absolve us of such a mitzvah. There's a fascinating shaila. Are you obligated on mezuzahs when you have a tzuras ha-pesach? When you do an eruv. So basically, what are you doing? Two uprights and a crossbeam. And then you do another. Two uprights and a crossbeam. So should every one of these tzuras ha-pesachs be a doorway into the city, an eruv could start getting a little pricey. Every joint is going to require a new mezuzah. So I think the easiest way to avoid the shaila, logically, how do you answer it, is that it's a tzuras ha-pesach. It looks like a doorway, but it's not a doorway. It's not a doorway. It's a tzuras ha-pesach. It was the most lenient type of way of enclosing an area, but it's not really a doorway. You have, for example, if we would create a room halachically, because it has certain type of mechitza coming from the bottom and good asik, and I figure out that it's as if it's a room. Halachically, it's a room. That's not going to make it get a mezuzah. There's no room here. It has to be a place that's a beis dira that a person can live. If it's not a beis dira, there's nowhere to live, then you're not going to be obligated in a mezuzah. You drop down to the bottom line of the amud, however. Otsros yayin v'otsros shemen. If you have storehouses of wine and oil, chayovim b'mezuzah, those are obligated in mezuzah, because they are, even though not formal places to live, but they are support areas to the place to live, and that would be obligated in mezuzah. We require a diras kavod, a place of honor, a bathroom does not get, but if it's a storehouse, part of the general living quarters of the house, then it certainly would require a mezuzah, and that's what we do, all the extra rooms in a house. They're able to be lived in, they support the living structure, and they get a mezuzah.